would extend us once again.
得着我们的一位成为你手中的工作,
so that you would receive us as your work.
因为主你说你要
弟兄姊妹平安,
peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主, 真的就是又是一年, 蒙怜悯,
thanks to the Lord, this is another year where we will receive your grace.
可靠信实恩典,
that your grace is for sure.
又是一年的欢欣, 在你发光面前,
is that another new year we will shine in your name.
又是一年来一瓶, 又是一年的赞美,
and then it's another year where a year full of praise.
又是一年要来证明神同在的宝贵,
and it's another year where we will show the preciousness of being together with you.
就是在新的一年里面, 我们真的是立定心智, 我们要来一同追求主。
So how about in this new year, we all set our mind to pursue our Lord.
早上在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起交通, 基督的身体, 元首的身体。
So today we're going to talk about Christ the body and how Christ is the head of the body.
说是交通是因为, 因为可能信息比较短。
It might be a short message.
那可能有许多的交通呢, 是在侍奉跟事工上面。
And maybe we'll spend some time talk about the service in this church.
就是在新的一年开始的时候, 真的弟兄姊妹, 我们预备好, 我们自己被神来使用。
So in the beginning of this year, let's prepare ourselves to be used by the Lord.
常常我们在教会里面的服事, 其实我们都不怕任何一件服事非常的微小。
A lot of times when we put forth our service, it doesn't matter how small or little that service is.
可是我们只怕一件事, 就是我们里面骄傲。
But the one thing that we should be afraid of is that we will not get arrogant.
因为如果我们里面一骄傲, 神就离开我们。
Because the moment where we become cocky, the Lord will depart from us.
反过来说, 我们一骄傲呢, 我们就离开了神。
On the other hand, if we put it in another way, once we become too confident, then we depart from our Lord.
所以当我们这个人一骄傲的时候, 发现神的工作就不能够再借着我们来完成。
In other words, the moment we become arrogant, God cannot perform His work on you.
所以在诗篇里面讲到我们这所信的这位神呢, 祂是保护诚实人的神。
So in the psalm, it says that our Lord is the one who helps the humble.
可是祂却足足报应那骄傲的人。
And then He would put His work on the arrogant.
也说到就是神坐在高居宝座上。
And in other words, God is on this throne.
可是呢,他还看顾那低微的人。
But yet, He is taking care of all the humble ones on earth.
那从远处就看到那些骄傲的人。
And from afar, He could tell who is arrogant.
这些心中骄傲的人呢, 神就拆毁他们。
And whoever is arrogant, God will destroy them.
那心里骄傲的人呢, 也是神所憎恶的。
And then the one who is arrogant is the one who is disliked by the Lord.
所以从旧约的圣经里面我们看到有一个位扫罗王他原本是微小的。
So in the Old Testament, we see that King Saul started as a nobody.
却是因为神拣选了他,所以他被升为一国之君。
But then because God had chosen him, he has now become a king.
可是到最后,神再也不能使用扫罗王。
But then later on, King Saul cannot be used by the Lord anymore.
甚至心中厌弃扫罗王。
And then now God disliked King Saul.
但是因为扫罗他心里面骄傲,他不再遵守神的吩咐。
It is because King Saul became arrogant and he did not want to follow God's command anymore.
在新约的圣经里面,我们也看到一个原本骄傲逼迫基督徒的保罗。
And then in the New Testament, we see someone who is Paul, who used to persecute Christians.
那他处处逼迫基督徒,甚至要置基督徒于死地。
And then he was the one who persecuted Christians the most. He was the best of it.
可是当他认识神之后,他明白自己是多么的微小。
But once he met the Lord, he find out how little he was.
所以呢,因此他就愿意成为神的用人。
So at that moment, he declared himself a servant of the Lord.
成为神所使用的人。
To become a vessel of the Lord.
保罗呢,他作为一个神的同工。
So now, Paul became a fellow worker of the Lord.
那他就尽力的劝勉众人。
So now his work becomes to urge people.
所以呢,在哥林多后书第六章呢, 我们知道保罗他在跟哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹交通的时候, 他说到呢,他和他的同工是专心侍奉神的人。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul talked about how he and his fellow workers, their only job is to serve the Lord.
他们呢,就是神的同工。
And these people are the fellow workers of the Lord.
在服侍众圣徒的事上，他们就竭尽心力的劝勉众圣徒。
So on the surface, their only job is to purify themselves and urge people to follow the Lord.
所以在教会初期的时候，保罗写了非常多的书信给众教会的圣徒。
So in the beginning of the churches, Paul wrote a lot of letters to the different churches to establish them.
所以在我们周五交通过去。交通到哥林多后书第六章的时候，他特别要弟兄姊妹讲到说，不可徒受神的恩典。
So on 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul reminded us that we should not receive the grace without any repay.
就保罗他自己来讲的话，他也是这样做众人的榜样。
So that's exactly who Paul was. He set an example for his workers.
他就勉励自己和他的同工不成为妨碍人的人。
And then he urges his fellow workers not to be obstacles to become to the other Christians.
所以他向哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹就讲，就说我们不愿我们的职分被人毁谤。
So that's why they said that they will not take on the positions lightly.
保罗呢也在他们的面前来表明他自己呢是神的用人。
And then Paul also clearly shows that he is the servant of the Lord.
所以保罗在神的面前并不是像我一样。
So Paul, on the other hand, is not like me.
因为在我的生活里面，我生活没有经历多大的苦难。
Because in my life, I'm not taking on a lot of suffering.
可是神还用我来服侍他。
But yet God still chose me.As his vessel.
可是保罗不一样，保罗在日常的生活里面或是在属灵的生命里面，他表明他是神的用人。
But Paul was different. In many of his sufferings, he clearly still shows that he is the servant of the Lord.
在神拣选他的时候，神就让他知道他要受到许多的苦难。
And when God chose Paul, he already let Paul know that a lot of suffering was going to come his way.
可是作为一个用人，他就恒忍。
But as a servant, he
has endurance.
He endured all the suffering.
主呢，要他处丰富的时候呢，做用人的人呢，就甘心享受。
So when the God gave him his life, he would enjoy it abundantly.
所以呢，保罗是神的用人，他知道他所侍奉的神是怎么样的一位主人。
So that Paul as a servant, he clearly knows who he is serving.
所以在他的生活里面，常常就为着荣耀主而生活。
So that's why in his life, his purpose is to glorify the Lord.
身为用人，对于主人的吩咐，在一切的事上，不论过程怎么样，他都尽力的完成。
And as a servant, as a diligent servant, he would follow the master's will and does it to the end.
所以作为神家的用人，那似乎一无所有，对保罗而言却是样样都有。
So as a servant, externally you might look at him as he has possessed nothing, but in him he knows that he has everything.
那在教会里面呢，保罗所面对的是许多的弟兄姐妹。
And then within the church, Paul faces all his fellow brothers and sisters.
所以在哥林多后书第六章的时候，保罗就说到，我们特别讲到弟兄姐妹，我们就是神的殿宇，是让神来居住的。
And then, so that's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul spoke to his fellow Christians and said, we are the temple of the Lord.
也讲到我们是神的儿女，是称神为父的人。
And then also said that we are the children of God and we call God our Father.
既然呢，我们是神的殿宇，就要配神来居住。
And yes, since we are the temple of the Lord, we should prepare ourselves to be the abode of the Lord.
其实我们每一个人对我们所住的地方都非常的要求，都非常的高。
And yet, I'm pretty sure that all of you has a high requirement for the place you live in.
只要我们有能力的话，我们都愿意我们自己所住的地方品质越来越好。
And if we have the power, we will want to make our place better.
所以今天讲到弟兄姊妹，我们是神的殿宇，神对我们也有要求。
So today, as the temple of God, God has some expectations on us as well.
这个要求呢，是让神能够居住在我们的中间。
And this expectation is such that we could be the abode of our Lord.
所以在哥林多后书第六章就讲到六个重点。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it talks about 6 different points.
那在这个六点上面呢，就是在我们殿宇上的服事。第一个我们要讲到，就是说要与信者相配。
信，
相信的人能够相配合在一起。
Okay. So the first He talks about 6 points, and the first one is that we have to believe.
那要与义者来相交。
And the second one is we have to mingle with the righteousness.
神的殿宇里面呢, 要有光与, 能与光明相通。
And then the third one is that so we could mingle with the light.
在神的殿宇里面也要能与基督相合。
And then the fourth one is, the fourth point is that we could mingle with Christ.
那在我们中间呢, 是与信主的人有相干。
So that in the midst of us, we will have a relationship.
那在我们中间这样的一个神的殿宇要与神的殿宇相同。
And also now in the midst of us, we would become the temple of the Lord.
所以神称我们众儿女是神的殿。
So that's why God calls us the temple.
这个殿呢却要与神的殿相同。
And this temple is now the temple of God.
教会如果没有这样服事的生活,
if the church does not have this life,
怎么配给神居住呢?
How can it be worthy?
在我们中间怎么能够称为这是永生神的殿呢?
And in the midst of us, how can we call ourselves the temple of God?
所以我们讲到, 既然我们也是神的儿女,
so today, if we call ourselves the children of God,
我们就能称神为父,
then we could call God our Father.
啊,今天呢, 我们没有任何的权利来选择我们的父亲是谁。
So now, you know, understand that we don't have the rights to choose who our Father is.
可是如果今天让我们有权利来选择我们的父亲,
but now, if you're given a choice to choose who your father is,
我不知道你想要选择怎么样的父亲,
then I won't know who you want your father would be.
那在今天这样的一个时代, 有许多的儿女, 他们对于父亲的角色基本上是不认识的。
But a lot of times for us, we don't know who our father is.
也有一些人, 他们对父亲的角色是破碎的感觉。
And a lot of us don't know what a father figure is.
甚至更有一些人, 他们对于父亲的角色, 他们是活在那个绝望里面, 甚至想把这个记忆抹炸掉。
And it may be for some of us, we don't even want to remember who our father is.
可是呢, 在我们神的家里面, 我们的神让我们称他为父。
But then now in the house of God, our God wants us to call him our father.
我们都可以选择这一位良善的人成为我们的父亲。
And we all have the right to choose God to be our father.
在神的家里我们称他为父的时候我们知道他爱我们。
And then in his house, when we choose God to be our father, we know that he will love us.
所以呢,今天他就收纳我们。
So today he accepts us.
那我们称信的人呢,我们是接待神的人,神就称我们为他的儿女。
So the one who choose to believe and choose to call God our Father, he would now call us his children.
所以今天讲到一面是接待,一面是收纳。
So today, on one hand, we are being received, and then on the other hand, we are accepting.
当我们接待神的时候, 神让我们做他的儿女。
And when we receive God as our Father, he would accept us as his children.
可是当我们做神的儿女的时候, 我们发现神也收纳我们。
And then when we call ourselves the children of God, we also understand that God accepts us.
可是呢, 神收纳我们, 对我们也是有要求的。
But then even though God accepts us, he still has some expectation on us as well.
那这样的要求呢, 是希望我们能够从黑暗里面走出来。
And his expectation is for us to depart from darkness.
让我们跟这个世界是有分别的。
So that we could now be separated from the world.
所以我们可以洁净我们自己归神来使用。
So that we could purify ourselves and be worthy to be used.
所以今天我们在教会中的服事，我们看到神对我们是有要求的。
So today in our church services, we see that God has expectation on us.
那我们预备这个殿让神来居住，有这些的要求。
So when we prepare ourselves as a temple of God, God has expectations.
我们做神的儿女, 神对我们也有这样的要求。
And as children of God, God has expectations on his children as well.
我们也听到常常有一些教会, 好像慢慢慢慢, 他们失去了教会的味道。
And then we see that some other churches, over time slowly, they lose the taste of being a church.
原来在他们中间, 他们让人的感觉和世界是一样的。
Maybe slowly, the people in the church, they are just like the worldly people.
只不过呢, 在这些教会的事物里面, 他们好像把基督当成一个糖衣包装在外面。
Seems like they're now just wrap up Christ in this wrapping paper.
可是却做的事呢, 却是与世界相同的。
But yet, whatever they do, they still do everything the same as the other people.
可是呢, 这不是我们的信仰。
But I tell you that that is not what we believe in.
叫我们吃了以后变作苦。 吃了以后变成苦的味道。
So that when we taste it, it won't become bitterness.
基督是我们信仰的实际。
that Christ is the reality of what we believe in.
在教会就是让人能够借他得救。
And then in church, we tell people that Christ is the Savior.
我们得救之后就有永远的确据。
And how once we're saved, we have this eternal assurance.
我们来读一处的经文。
Let's read the Bible together.
在以弗所书第四章十一节到第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 14.
那我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
他所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量使我们不再做小孩子中了人的诡计和一切的法术被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去就随从各样的异端这处的经文里面讲到长大成人认识真道
In these verses, it's talked about how we need to be a mature man to attain to the unity of truth.
弟兄姊妹，建立基督的身体是一种侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, to build up the body of Christ is a service.
那也是在一个身体上的一同的建造。
It is also a building of the body.
那这样的建造呢，叫我们只从一个真道。
And then the building of this body comes from the unity of truth.
那就是要认识神的儿子主耶稣基督。
Which is to knowGod's Son, Jesus Christ.
这是我们在 教会生活里面喜乐的泉源。
And this is the origin of our joy.
所以当我们越多认识基督的时候
So the more we get to know Christ,
我们就越满有基督长成的身量。
The more we will become like Him.
啊，这里又教导我们呢，我们不再做孩子，不从异端。
And then here it says, we will no longer to be children and no longer to be deceived.
所以呢，当我们一旦长成之后
So when we are now become mature,
那我们就可以离开这样一个异端的教导。
Then we will no longer be deceived.
或是说我们可以辨识异端的教导。
Or in other words, we could tell what is truth and what is not.
使我们可以做一个长大的人。
So that we could now be mature.
在我自己的里面就有一个经验。
I have this personal experience.
我曾经也分享过。
And then I think I've shared this before.
就是人的眼光呢是非常奇妙的一件事。
Is that our sight is actually pretty marvelous.
那在我国中的时候。
When I was still in middle school.
就有唱一本诗歌本。
I have a hymn book.
在这个诗歌本后面呢就有诗班的那些献诗的人的照片诗班的照片。
And then at the back of the hymn book are pictures of the different members of the choir.
所以在我那时候看这些诗班的成员呢好像每一个人都是大人来的。
So I look at the pictures, and every one of them look like they're adults.
我就觉得很羡慕。
And then that's what I wanted to be.
可是呢，过了多年之后，我服兵役，那到美国来，那读书工作，很久都没有接触到这本诗歌本。
And after many years, I was drafted, and then I came to the U.S. I have not touched this hymn book for a long time.
有一次，这个诗歌本又到我的手上。
And then one time, I got a hold of this hymn book.
那我翻开这个照片一看。
And I opened it up and then I saw the pictures again.
奇怪了，这些人怎么那么年轻啊？
And I look at them and say, wow, all these members are so young.
以前我记得他们是大人来的，现在我怎么觉得他们是年轻人来的？
Back in the days, I thought they were all adults. Now I look at the pictures again, they look so young to me now.
照片有没有改变？
Now the pictures would not change.
照片没有改变。
Because the picture doesn't change.
改变的是我。
But then what's changed is me.
原来我从一个小孩子变成了大人。
Is now I'm no longer a kid, now I am an adult.
那这样的经历讲到就是说当我们成为大人之后我们对一些事物有所辨识。
And then what I'm trying to say is once we have become adults, we have a different point of view.
刚刚可能我们加入教会的生活的时候我们对有一些事情不了解。
In the beginning, when we first joined the church, we might not know how the church works.
但慢慢我们在教会里面成长的时候我们发现神给我们一些教导。我们可以对世上一些事情慢慢的就认识。
But then slowly as we mature, we'll start to understand more and more how the world works and how the church works.
我们就不会再跟着异教的之风摇摆。
And we'll no longer be deceived by the force.
那这里也讲到我们是元首的身体。
And then here, it also talks about how there's the head of the body.
是一个增长的身体。
And how this body is growing.
那我们一起来读这段的经文。
Let's read a couple verses together.
唯有用爱心说诚实话
But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects in him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body is included and held together by whatever joints apply, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
那在这里呢，我们看到就是说，前面我们交通一面是基督的身体，我们要一同的建造。
And then here we just talked about how there is one body and how we all help build this body up.
直到建造成这个身体满有长成的身量。
And then until this body is now mature.
另一面呢，我们也看到，我们的身体呢是一个元首的身体。
And then on the other hand, we see that there is a head to the body.
那整个的基督的身体是与基督有关联的。
And how this head has a relationship with Christ.
所以我在思想这段话的时候，我就觉得神的话语非常的奇妙。So
when I was looking at this, I see the marvelness in God's word.
那神的话呢，也用不同的言语来表达。And
how God used different descriptions for His word.
所以我就用中文的词语来思想这段话的时候。So
when I start looking into the characters.
所以呢，我们就必须很小心的解释，因为我这样的思想。 那不是乱套的，那也不是我们平常可以这样使用。
And then I would choose to explain to you very clearly, word by word.
所以呢，讲到元首的身体，中文元首呢，特别讲到是一国的元首来的。
So when it talks about the head, this head is the head of a country.
所以我们说这是美国的元首，讲到哦，这是这个奥巴马总统。
So when we talk about the head of the nation for the United States, it will be President Obama.
那我从台湾来，我对台湾的元首比较认识，我们说哦，这个是马英九总统。And
then when I talk about the president of Taiwan, there will be President Ma.
所以呢，当我们说到在基督的国里面谁是我们的元首的时候，我们说是基督是我们的元首。So
when we talk about the head of the nation of Christians, the head is Christ.
那元首的身体呢是非常重要的。And
the body of the head is important.
所以当我常常看到台湾政治的时事的时候,
So when every time I look at the politics of Taiwan,
他们都会用总统的身体来做这个媒体的发表。
They would use the body of presidents to be the press.
所以当总统去检查身体的时候, 他们就会有一些后续的报道。
So whenever the presidents go check in for a body check, they would give an extensive review of what's going on.
当然不同的媒体就有不同的见解。And
then of course the different press will put a different spin on things.
那当总统身体检查完结果非常好的时候,
And if the medical review came out, you have a really good positive result.
那这个爱总统的媒体呢，他们就报道说啊，这个总统身体健康，可以再做100年都没有问题，很美好的话语。
Then the press, who is for the president, would put on reviews that says that this president is so healthy, he could probably rule us for another 100 years.
可能呢，有反对派的媒体，他们就不这么认为。
But then the press that is against the president, they will put on a different spin.
他们就想，总统明明身体那么健壮，连一点小病都没有，还要花费国家那么多的金钱去做一个健康检查。
And then they would say, if the president is so healthy, then why waste money to do a body check?
如果呢，总统检查出来确实有一点小毛病。
But now, on the other hand, if the medical review comes out to be not so well,
可能呢，爱元首的媒体呢，他们就解释说，啊，这个总统呢，忧国忧民，积劳成病。
Then the press that is for the president would say that the president is working so hard that he is sacrificing his body to save the country.
可是反对派的媒体可能就不这么想了，对不对？他们可能想说啊，总统作息不正常，饮食不正常，所以让他的健康大大的下滑。
And then the press that is against the president will put a spin in such that the president doesn't even know how to take care of himself. How can he take care of the country?
所以我在思想神的话的时候，我就感到。 教会呢被称作元首的身体。
So now when we look at the church is called the body.
在教会里面我们也常常做这样的检查。
And then in this church, we also look at ourselves.
可能呢检查也有结果出来。
And then sometimes when we look at ourselves, there are some results.
有好有坏。
The results may be good or bad.
可是呢在我们的里面，我们需要用爱心来说诚实话。
But then within us, when we speak the truth, we have to speak the truth in love.
所以当我们说话的时候，我们要连于我们的元首基督。
So that's why when we speak, we have to speak within aspect in Christ.
当我们知道我们的神，我们的主，他要我们说什么话的时候，我们才用爱心把它表明出来。
And when God asks you to speak something, you speak it in love.
所以当我们说出这样的话来的时候，身体呢就会得到照顾。
So when you speak it, then the body will be nurtured.
教会就会长进。
And the church will be built up.
所以我们不要像世界上的人一样。
So let's not act like we're the worldly people.
常常他们看到事教会发生一些事情的时候，
whenever they see something happens to a church,
他们说哦，教会也是这样。
They would criticize and said, well, the church is exactly like us.
啊，教会也那样。
And the church is just like the world.
那好像呢，传道人稍微有一点问题的时候，他们说哦，传道人也是这样。
And then when a pastor commits some mistakes, they would criticize and said, well, the pastor is just like us.
哦，你看看牧师也做这些事。
And you would see even a minister would commit crimes.
可是我们在教会里面，我们弟兄姊妹，我们的言语就不应该这样。
But then now within the church, when we speak and criticize, we should not be exactly like that.
我们的言语要像属基督的人。
We should speak as someone who has the fragrance of Christ.
主的心呢，是希望他的身体全身都被联络成合适。
Because God's will is for every one of us to mingle within the body.
百节各按各职。
It doesn't matter what different race you are.
照着身体的功用彼此相助。
And through the different joints, we all have different functions.
所以当我们想到基督的心意是这样的时候，我们就控制我们的言语，讲出基督的心意来。
So when we receive the will of God, we will speak it in love.
所以呢，当神爱他的身体的时候，我们的教会有一点问题的时候，神一定是想办法医治。
So when there is something wrong to this body,God will have a way to heal it.
让这个身体能够健壮起来。
So that this body could become healthy again.
所以呢，我们发现这是在爱中建立身体。
So that's why the body builds up in love.
在爱中建立我们这个身体。
And it is in love that this body will grow.
所以受好处的人是谁呢？
So who is the one that will be benefited?
每一个肢体。
Is that all the different parts of this body?
再说深入一点，就是我们的自己。
And then moreover, is you.
被医好是神的工作。
Is that God's work is to heal us.
得益处是我们的工作。
And then we are healed.
我们被联络合适，能够尽一份的功用。
So that now we're being fitted and held together so that we would do our proper work.
啊，因着这样的爱呢，我们就能够继续的增长。
And then through love, we will grow together.
那一起建立这个元首的身体。
And together we will build up this body.
那我也想到在冬令会里面加深弟兄交通道一句话。
And then I think of the winter conference, Brother Timothy has shared this with us.
他特别讲到我们要得着更多的影响力。
He said that how we could become more influential.
更多的责任。
We could take on more responsibility.
更多的机会。
And we could take on more chances.
来为神行大事。
Take on all more opportunities to do God's work.
所以我们的弟兄特别在这次的特会里面来劝勉我们不要限制我们自己。
So Brother Lang told us not to limit ourselves.
所以当我们在基督的身体里面一起交通的时候，
So that when we serve Christ in the body,
让我们的言语带出正面的影响力。
How about we speak with love and positive influence?
让我们的手可以伸出来来扛抬神家的责任。
How about weReach out our hand to take on more responsibility.
让我们做眼的可以看到神给我们更多的机会。
And the ones who have visions will see clearly of the opportunities to come.
让我们做脚有脚的恩赐的来为神行大事。
And then the ones who are the legs will walk the distance and do the work for the Lord.
所以我们看到在神的家里面有各种不同的恩赐。
So we see that there are all these different gifts within God's house.
神把我们摆在一起就是让我们可以尽一份的功用。
And God has now put us together so that we could all do our part.
所以我们讲到基督的身体。
So when we talk about the body of Christ,
我们要有那长成的身量。
How we need to be mature.
我们讲到元首的身体。
And then when we talk about the body and the head.
那我们是一个能够成长的身体。
And this body is the body that will grow.
所以呢，在这次的冬令会里面，下午的时间我也有一些的交通。
So in the winter conference, I had some fellowship as well.
可能有一些弟兄姊妹已经听过我的交通。
Maybe some of the brothers and sisters have already seen this.
那在这里呢，我还是很简单的再带过一次。
But here, briefly, I will talk about it again.
好让我们有共同的一个看见。
So that we will share the same vision.
所以呢，面对新的一年，我们可以一起的往前。
So that on this new coming year, we strive forward with a common goal.
那在冬令会的交通里面，只交通了一半。
In the winter conference, I only had enough time to share half of this.
所以对后面的一半，我今天会比较仔细的交通。
So today, I'm going to spend more time on the second half of this sharing.
所以呢，我盼望这样的交通不是我个人的看法。
And so I hope that, what I'm going to share is not only my vision.
事实上，我们许多的弟兄姊妹在十二月的时候，我们就花了很多的时间在神的面前，我们有讨论，有交通。
And in fact, we spend the whole month of December among the brothers and sisters to come up with this plan together.
所以我们就把教会的一些的情况带出来。
So here, I'm going to bring out to you some of the situations that we're facing.
我们发现有些弟兄他摸到这样的感觉。
And then I'll tell you some brothers has a special touching on something.
有些姐妹他们也有摸到另外的感觉。
Or maybe another sister has a special sharing on something.
可是当我们一起交通的时候，我们就仰望我们的神，看看我们的教会怎么样，继续往前。
And then when we come together with this plan as our vision.
那在这里呢，我们的心里面也有这样的一个盼望。
So here, I hope that you will share the same burden with me.
我们希望我们的教会呢，能够借着一同的聚会和宣道
，so that our church could become a place preachers，
来做教会应该做的事
，and to do the work that a church is supposed to do。
我们在教会在地上呢，就是广传福音，要得着人来相信我们的主耶稣基督。
Because the job of this church on this world is to preach the gospel to the people and bring them to our Lord。
我们也希望每一个弟兄姊妹能够起来传福音。
And we also hope that all of you will stand up and preach the gospel。
把这么美好的福音传给我们的家人，传给我们的邻舍。
And to spread the gospel to your family members and to your neighbors。
甚至到我们的社区里面，都可以听闻这样宝贵的福音。
And moreover, you will go into your community and share it。
啊，得回一些未得之民。
So that you would sow and you will reap.
那我们在教会里面呢，也成全每一个弟兄姊妹的恩赐。
And then in this church, we are a gathering, a collection of all the gifts.
所以呢，我们可以一起来照顾一块田。
So that together, we will work on this field.
在这个田里面，我们一起来浇灌。
And then in this field, we will all sow and reap together.
让神使他们成长。
So that God will grow all this plant.
所以我们每一个人都可以结出丰厚的籽粒来。
So that everyone will reap sparingly.
为着这样的一个心愿，我们就要一起祷告。
So let's have a prayer for this same vision.
那我们祷告呢，今年能够为教会祷告的人数能够增加。
And we hope that for our prayer group meetings, there will be more people to come.
我们也希望我们能够在祷告会的人数上增长。
And we hope that there will be more numbers during our prayer group meeting.
我们希望有今年有20位以上的弟兄姊妹能够固定参加祷告聚会。
So our goal is to have 20 or more brothers and sisters to join us in a prayer group meeting.
那主日的成人的主日我们聚会也有100到120人之间。
And our goal for our Sunday gathering is 100 to 120 people.
我们说到我们教会是一个成长的教会。
Because this is a church that grows.
那我们也希望在我们的教会里面，我们得到恢复 Solitos 聚会的一个时机的印证。
And then we also hope for the revival of the gatherings of Solitos.
所以我们有这样的一个看见，我们就齐心的往前。
So now that we share the same vision, we will march forward together.
所以在教会里面有许多的事工。
So there's a lot of services that needs to be picked up.
我们冬令会交通到这些的事工。
This is exactly what we talk about during the winter conference.
第一个是特别讲到祷告的事工。
So the first service is the prayer service.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹能够拨出时间在祷告的事上来一同祷告。
And then we ask that brothers and sisters will make time and pray together with us.
那也盼望我们在祷告的时候我们能够把握时间。就不要等候别人。
And also, during a prayer meeting, you don't wait until others pray first.
当神给我们感动的时候，我们就发出赞美来。
Whenever you are touched, we ask that you would pray out loud.
那我们也想到，就是在圣经里面有许多禁食的祷告，神就做事。
And then a lot of times, when we fast, in the Bible, when we fast, God will do work.
所以我们在今年里面，我们也有四次的禁食祷告的聚会。
So this year, we will have 4 different occasions where we will fast.
及医治的聚会。
And also meetings for healing.
那在今年里面，我们也特别要为 Cerritos 的聚会来祷告。
And then moreover, we're going to pay special attention for the revival of the Cerritos.
虽然现在只是一个小组在那里有查经的聚会。
Right now, we only have a small group that has a Bible study.
可是我们的心总是预备好的要恢复这样的一个聚会。
But we want it to expand.
那我回想到当初的时候 Cerritos 的弟兄姊妹因为 St. Gabriel 需要所以他们又回到我们中间聚会。
And then in the beginning, they joined us because St. Gabriel needed them.
所以呢今天呢他们那里有需要的时候我们也应该一起来支持。
So today, there's a need in Cerrito, so St. Gabriel will pray for them.
那第二个事工讲到是奉献方面的事工。
And then the secondA service is the offering.
那我们发现到就是教会去年的奉献有增加。
We find out that there is more offerings last year.
可是呢是在非经常性跟特别的奉献上面有增加。
But then we see that this increase is not over the whole thing.
可是固定的奉献跟十分之一的奉献并没有增加。
But then the consistency of the offerings and then the tenth of everyone's offering has not been increased.
所以我们也有交通到就是希望弟兄姊妹在十一的奉献上一同来经历神的工作。
So we ask that brothers and sisters will join us in the tenth offering.
我们教会呢也有这样的心愿。
And then also, as a church, we have this hope.
我们愿意把教会收到的奉献十分之一来支持使团的宣道事工。
Is that 10% of what we have, we would offer it to missionaries.
那另外有一个聚会的事工。
And then we have the service of study groups.
那我们特别讲到我们聚会的次序上面，我们到底怎么样一起的聚集。
And how in our studying, Bible studying,How should we have it arranged?
好像在波饼聚会跟信息聚会之间。
Between the breaking of the bread and the main sermon.
那我们就会邀请弟兄姊妹尽量的一起安静来祷告。
And how we ask brothers and sisters to be quiet and have a peaceful mind.
因为常常波饼聚会之后，你看到弟兄姊妹一哄而散的那个情景。
Because a lot of times after the breaking of the bread, a lot of us will just depart.
好像
是
同在的那个。感受马上就没有了。
Seems like at that time God left us.
所以我们会邀请弟兄姊妹在这个之间的时候能够安静的等候神。
So we ask the brothers and sisters, between the two ceremonies, you will stay and be peaceful.
在各样的聚会里面我们也养成守时的好习惯。
And then also I ask that we'll be on time for all our different meetings.
那在周五的聚会里面我们希望我们敬拜赞美的时候我们的孩子跟家长是坐在一起的。
And then on a Friday, during a worship, we asked that the children and the parents would stay together.
因为在这个时候呢，孩子如果在外面没有人照顾，非常的危险。
Because at that time, if the children are just playing around outside in the parking lot, it's quite dangerous.
所以当我们一家一家坐在一起赞美的时候，我们发现那样的一个景致何等的美好。
So that I asked that during Friday on our worships, family will gather and worship together.
那我们也要劝勉做父母的。
And we also ask as the parents.
如果你的孩子常常在停车场跑来跑去的时候，最好由你亲自来劝诫他。
If your kids run around in the parking lot and play all the time, you are the one to tell them not to.
那总是会有人开车不小心看不到人，会发生危险。
Just so that no accident would happen.
所以在这些的事上，我们都是希望我们在聚会的次序上，能够有更好的聚会。
So with all this, we could have a better meeting at the end.
我常常想做一个测验。
I always wanted to do this quiz.
就是把十个孩子摆在我们的面前。
To do this test, and we'll put forth in front of me 10 different children.
让弟兄姊妹来喊喊他们的名字。
And then let brothers and sisters yell out their name.
我想如果十个孩子的名字你都叫得出来。
And then if you could call out the names of all these 10 kids.
表示你跟这些孩子还蛮亲近。
That means that you know them pretty well.
如果这十个孩子你一个都叫不出来。
And then if I face in front of you 10 children and you can't even call one of their names.
那我想你应该多花一点时间来照顾他们。
Then I think maybe you should spend more time looking after them.
夏令会我们交通在参加夏令会完之后我们的弟兄姐妹特别讲到教会就像一个村子一样。
And then during summer conference, how we talk about the church is like a village.
那在这个村子里面呢，所有的孩子都是我们可以彼此照顾的。
And then within this village, all the children should be shared by all of us.
那其他的聚会我稍微跳过，特别交通姐妹的聚会，我们希望我们今年开始在教会开始举行。
And then I hope that for the sisters group meeting, we will start gathering at the church.
那姐妹们星期三可以到教会聚会。
And then the sisters will gather on Wednesday at the church.
那我们就知道是在教会举行，许多的姐妹们也就可以很方便的来到教会。
And then since it's taking place at the church, it will be easy and convenient for everyone to join.
那我们也希望在今年能够举办一个三处教会的姐妹的联合聚会。
And then here we hope that we could have a gathering of the three different churches for the sisters.
那教会常常有一些特别的聚会。
And then there's a lot of special meetings throughout the year.
那我们看到实在是需要给那负责的弟兄有更多的时间来预备。
And then we see that we should give more time for the brother who is leading, more time for to prepare.
所以呢，我们的聚会我们就不冲突。
So that our meetings would not seem so rushed.
那我们看到教会还有读经的事工。
And then now the service of reading the Bible.
那特别讲到就是说我们要一起来读神的话语。
Talks about how we should all read together.
所以在今年呢，我还是预备了一个读经的时间表。
So here I have prepared a schedule for reading the Bible.
那会后的时候，每一个人都可以拿一份。
And after the meeting, please come see me and I'll give you one.
那我们真的教会。鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹一起来读神的话。
And as a church, we encourage everyone to study the words of God.
那我们讲到教会还有关怀的事工。
And now we talk about how to care and caring of each other.
那我把它跳过去，待会我们可以仔细的来看。
I'm going to skip that for now, but I'll come back to it.
那我也预备好了一份资料，让每一个弟兄姊妹都可以细细的来读。
And I have a specific package to give you more information on it.
那教会有受浸的事工。
And of course, there is the baptismal ceremony at the church.
那教会也有造就的事工。
And there is also the growing in church.
那我们今年我们特别希望有一个新的小组能够成立。
And this year, I hope that there is a new group that could be formed.
那我们也需要培养一位新的小组长。
And then we also need to train one new leader.
所以呢，如果你心里面有这样的感动
，So if you have this will to be a new group leader，
你愿意委身给主，成为一位小组长
，If you want to sacrifice and become this group leader，
那教会在今年在各样的事工上，我们都希望先有装备，先有训练，再来侍奉。
And then this year we want to prepare and train that person before that person takes on the job。
所以这样的话，弟兄姊妹就可以很自然的在神的面前能够侍奉神。
So in that way, that brother or sisters can be fully prepared when he serves.
最后讲到教会也有宣道的事工。
And then at the end, there's also missionary.
那特别讲到就是说，我们使团的宣道常常是在台湾跟中国。
And how we already have a missionary in Taiwan and China.
所以我们回忆今年夏令会去的这样的一个主题。所以呢，我们教会愿意给十分之一的奉献拨入使团的事工里面。
And how we remember during the summer conference, our topic was to go forth. So that's why we want to put 10% of what we have to support the missionary.
我们也有一个心愿恢复 Cerritos 的聚会。
And then another vision we have is to revive the Cerritos group.
啊，我们也愿意 San Gabriel 这个地区的和田能够兴旺。
So that this field in San Gabriel.Could be bountiful as well.
然后常常在祷告里面呢，我还是看到这一个字。
So when in my prayer, I always see this one Chinese character.
田
The field.
所以呢，这个图上面呢有一个红点。
So here you see that there is a red dot within this character.
这好像是我们教会。
That looks like our church.
那我看到就是教会的时候，我常常就想说，其实教会附近的人应该走路来聚会。
And then I think that since the church is in the middle of the intersection, people that are close should walk to church.
所以 Valley, 北边的 Valley, 南边的 Garvey, 然后西边的 Delma, 然后东边的 Warner Grove.
So,
就好像围成这样一个田。
So you see that the four main streets on the north is the Valley, on the south is Garvey, on the west is Delmar, and on the east is Warner Grove. That forms a square or a grid.
但常常在给主让我在祷告里面的时候又想到更多一点。
And then within this grid, we're in the middle of it. So when I prayed, this vision always comes to me.
希望主把这四围的城市给我们。
And I hope that within this grid, or would belong to us.
所以呢就有 Alhambra, 有 Montreal, 有 Rosemead, 有 St. Gabriel.
So that Alhambra, Montreal, Rosemead, St. Gabriel, all the people will come to church and worship with us.
啊，这是神给我们的田。
Because this is the field that we're working in.
我们愿意在这个田里面的人能够接触到福音。
And we're willing to spread the gospel to the people that are within a grid.
那在聚会里面我们有一些侍奉。
And during our meeting, there are different services.
那特别讲到拨饼的侍奉的时候。
Talking about the breaking bread meeting.
那我们刚刚已经交通到希望我们能够准时的聚会。
And how we talked about that we should be on time for all of our meetings.
也能够准时的结束。
And also that we would leave on time as well.
在我们安静的时候，我们保持一个祷告的心。
So that when we come together, we will be in quiet and we will have a heart of worship.
在我们的聚会里面，我们有福音班的事工。
And then during our meeting time, there is a gospel class.
那今年呢，我们每个月福音班的老师，他们也有一次，每个月都有一次的装备。
And then now for our gospel class, the people that serve, they meet once a month now.
那我们也希望福音班的老师能够带那些带朋友来的弟兄姊妹一起向他们的朋友来传福音。
So that the gospel class teachers could now be equipped and share this word with our new friends.
我们在主日跟周五的聚会的领事上也有交通。
And also, the worship team on Friday and Sunday, there is some new things as well.
我们特别讲到这些领事的弟兄或是姐妹本身呢，他们一定要守时。
And then how we talked about the people that lead the services on Friday or Sunday, they have to be on time.
因为他们的准时开始，才能帮助弟兄姊妹进入到整个的聚会里面。
Because they have to start on time so that the brothers and sisters could worship on time.
我们也希望我们周五领事的弟兄姊妹能够增加。
And then we also ask that there will be more brothers and sisters raised up to lead us in the Friday worship.
如果你有这样的一份恩赐的时候，你可以向我们的弟兄跟他讲说，我愿意加入这样的侍奉。
And if you're willing, let us know, and you could help us lead the Friday worship.
那我们也有一个 worship team.
And then there's also a worship team.
那目前是以信心组的弟兄姊妹为主。
And this worship team is mainly populated by the group of faith.
因为他们在平常的日子，他们都有这些训练。
Because the members of the group of faith, they are practicing the instruments.
如果其他组愿意有一个 worship team 的话，也是之前有一些的预备，我们 George 弟兄他非常愿意在这里来服侍大家。
And if there's other members that want to join the worship team, Brother George is willing to teach.
所以各个小组都可以用这个 worship team 的方式来带领弟兄姊妹一起敬拜。
Each small group could have their own worship team.
那其他的事我们就暂时不谈，我们继续谈下去。
And then I'm gonna now go down more for more detail.
那讲到报告的时候，我们在我们的教会的网页上，弟兄姊妹都可以看到我们的报告事项，跟信息是在一起的。
For the common announcements, you would now find them on the church website. They're now together with the sermons.
那在报告的时间里面呢，我们希望服侍饭食的弟兄姊妹能够注意，就是每一组只要两位出去就可以。
And during the announcement times, we ask that the group who is serving lunch will only send two people to help serve.
先到副堂预备就可以。
So that only two goes over there and prepare and for lunch.
那其他的弟兄姊妹呢，就还是维持在主堂。
And the rest of them will stay with us and worship with us.
那这样不会觉得说整组的弟兄姊妹都出去了，那一些刚刚来到教会的弟兄姊妹不知道发生什么事。
So, we won't have a whole group departing at once and scare off the new members.
那我们讲到诗琴的侍奉的时候，
When we talk about the service of the pianist,
我们对诗琴的弟兄姊妹也有一些基本的要求。
And then we have some expectation for all of our brothers and sisters who serve as the pianist.
我们也希望这些弟兄姊妹能够固定的聚会。
We ask that these brothers and sisters will join us regularly for our worship as well.
那对于教会的整个的情形，他们有更多的认识。
So that the brothers and sisters could be more of a part of us when we
serve. 那教会才会安排他们做这样诗琴的侍奉。
So that the church will give them the responsibility to lead us in worship.
因为诗琴不是坐在那里弹琴而已。
Because to be a pianist is more than just playing the piano.
因为在我们基督徒的聚会里面，我们生命是交流的。
And in fact, during our meetings, our life is mingled together.
所以呢，诗琴的弟兄、诗琴的姐妹，他们就负责一个很重要的一个敬拜的职分。
So that our pianist, in fact, is the leader of our worship.
在今年，我们也有这样的需要。如果你会诗琴的话，我们也希望在教会里面。我们负责诗琴的姐妹能够装备你、训练你，然后进入到诗琴的服事。
So again, we're always looking for volunteers. If you want to serve, we are willing to teach you.
那在教会里面特别也有招待的侍奉。
And then we talk about our ushers.
那我们的弟兄特别讲到，今年弟兄姊妹在去年弟兄姊妹都带着喜乐和热心服事。
And we talked about how last year everyone served with passion.
所以我们负责的弟兄觉得招待做得特别好。
And then, so that's why the leader of the group said that it was tremendous last year.
所以大家应该给他们鼓励鼓励。
So let's give them an encouragement.
我也是觉得这样。
And in fact, I felt the same.
不仅招待的弟兄姊妹需要鼓励。
And not only the leader of the reception team should be rewarded.
各样侍奉的弟兄姊妹都需要鼓励。
But in fact, all the ones that are in the reception team.
所以我们的话语讲到说用爱心 来说的时候，
So when we speak in love,
我相信每一个侍奉就被连接起来。
I believe that we truly will mingle all the services together.
那我们招待的弟兄，负责的弟兄，特别讲到他们对招待有一些的要求。
And then our leader in the reception said that he has some expectation for his group as well.
那在服事上也有一些的提醒。
And then also some reminders when we serve.
那我希望待会我发给各位一份资料的时候，你们可以仔细的去看。
So I hope that when I give you the package, you will read it carefully.
那在新朋友的名单上面，那由招待的人负责来印制。
And then if there's a newcomer, one of the reception team members will take care of that member.
如果我们这个主日有新来的朋友，就把新的名单交给我。
If there's our new members, they will fill out the form and you could pass the form to me.
那我会整理出来给各组的小组长，让他们去关怀，让他们去关切小那个新来的朋友。
And then I'll put it in a format to all the small groups so that that new member will be taken care of.
所以在聚会的里面也有声控的录音。
And then in here we have brothers that take care of the audio.
所以我们就希望我们的弟兄姐妹他们在负责这项侍奉的时候，我们在副堂的视频他们也能够控制好。
And then one vision is that one when we have the main service here, people that are in the meeting hall they could see this on the TV as well.
那我们也特别交通到我们会设置一台电视。在信心组的教室。
And how we would now have a new television in one of the classrooms.
所以他们不用在关灯的情况之下来看视频。
So that they don't have to turn off the light so that they could see the crappy TV.
所以一些视讯可以很清楚的被他们所接受到。
So that the audio feed could be now spread clearly.
我们在今年我们也希望我们音控的弟兄姊妹有一些的训练的服事。
So brothers and sisters, this year we'll have some trainings for the ones that are in charge of the audio.
所以呢，在聚会的中间，如果有这些内容在改变的时候，他们可以跟着讲员的内容一起改变。
So that during our meetings, for a different need, they will have to respond.
就是在我们唱诗歌的时候，我们服事的弟兄或是姐妹也能够跟我们一起唱诗歌。
And then also when we sing songs,The brother and sisters who is in control of the slide will sing the songs with us together.
那我们也有儿童的聚会。
There's also the children fellowship.
那服事的人员有22位。
There are 22 people that are currently serving in this service.
所以教会很多的人都在服事儿童。
So in fact, a lot of us are serving our children.
所以如果你有这样的一份恩赐。
And so if you are gifted in that area,
我真的希望你也能够加入儿童的侍奉。
I'll ask that you will join us serving our children as well.
我们在这里特别讲到我们对逐日学的老师也有一些的要求。
And here, how we also have expectations for our Sunday school teachers.
就是全体老师在交通之后呢，应该接受一样的准则，带领孩童敬拜。
So that now all the teachers should have the same prerequisites and requirements.
有一样的原则，一起侍奉，一起过教会的生活。
And how they have this one goal to serve together.
那我们的负责的姐妹们，她们对于今年的敬拜呢，也有一些的计划。
And then the sisters who is leading this service has their own plan.
我们的弟兄呢，他们对于教会有一些孩子，他们已经学了乐器，他们希望能够怎么样让孩子们用他们的乐器侍奉神，他们也有负担。
And then how there's some parents, since the kids know how to play musical instruments, they want their kids to serve in the worship team as well.
所以我们的教区弟兄他就愿意义务性的来帮忙。弟兄姊妹的孩子在这方面有进步。
So Brother George is willing to volunteer and teach your children how to use the musical instruments to serve.
我们要清楚他不是在那里教人学一个乐器。
But then you have to understand that George is not giving lessons to teach you how to play the instrument.
他是带着我们的孩童到神的面前服侍主。
But in fact, he is leading your children to serve the Lord together.
好让我们的儿女从小就能够服事。
So that as little kids, they could start serving the Lord.
我们感谢主在爱宴的服事上面也有新的弟兄姊妹加入。
And praise the Lord, there are now new brothers and sisters in the preparation of lunch and dinner.
那在周五的服事虽然一样，可是呢，我们感谢主有我们忠心的姐妹们在那里服事主。
And then even though it all looked the same on the outside, but praise the Lord, it is a sister who is diligently helping us.
但在过去一年里面，我们的菜有时候可能不怎么样。
And over the past year, sometimes it might not taste so well.
可是我们要知道，我们的弟兄、我们的姐妹都在那里认真的服事。
But in fact, you have to understand that it is through a diligent service of a sister that we get served.
一份饭一份菜都是辛苦的服侍。
Every plate that we get is a result of her service.
其实我们的弟兄姐妹都很谨慎地提醒这些供菜的餐厅要注意这些事。
And in fact, our brothers and sisters is already working really hard with the vendor to give us the best.
所以我们心里面有意见的时候，我们也要用爱心来说。
So brothers and sisters, when you want to criticize, we ask that you will speak in love.
那我们特别讲到我们也有整洁的侍奉。
And there's also the cleaning services.
那整洁的侍奉呢，因为会与诗班的服侍互相的影响。
The cleaning services also take the same time slot as our worship team.
我们负责的弟兄就说今年能不能不要让他再做。
So how about we separate the two into different time slots?
所以我们就请了一位新的负责的弟兄。
So now we have a new brother who is in charge of cleaning.
在这些事情上呢，我就觉得说神是非常奇妙。
And then as I see more and more, God's work is marvelous.
因为有些弟兄他们有这样的看见，好像是眼睛上的侍奉。
Because sometimes a vision may only be by sight.
那他们就要我去交通。
But when they start talking to me,
好像是一个口的服事。
Maybe it's just the surface of the mouth.
那当我们跟弟兄谈的时候，弟兄也愿意接受这样的侍奉。
But now when we start talking to more people, we share the same vision and the brother is willing to volunteer.
所以呢，对这位新的弟兄来讲，他就把他的手伸出来，好像是一个手的服事。
For this new brother who now volunteered, he reached out his hand like he is now serving as a hand.
那我们发现就是在我们一起行的时候，每一个弟兄姊妹都愿意一起来帮助的时候。
So I hope that when we talk about it, more and more will arise and volunteer.
那教会在整洁的侍奉上就可以更加的进步。
So in the cleaning services, we would improve together.
所以今年我们在教会四月跟十月的时候，我们都会有大扫除。
So this year, on the month of April and the month of October, we have a cleaning.
那请弟兄姊妹都踊跃的参加。
So as the brothers and sisters will volunteer and help us.
最后我们讲到我们有小组的侍奉。
And lastly, we talk about the small group.
那我们在教会的聚会里面，我们分了许多小组，就是方便我们能够互相的照应。
There are different small groups that are separated so that we could help each other.
那圣徒彼此之间接待相爱。
So that the saints in the different groups could love each other.
如果你还不知道你是哪一组会后，你可以来问我。
If you don't know who your group is, you could come ask me.
我们非常愿意就是一组一组的弟兄姊妹过一个彼此相爱的生活。
And I hope that all the groups will come together in love.
那在今年呢，我刚刚已经交通过，我们希望能够增加一个小组。
And then I talk about one more time. I want one new group in this church.
增加一位小组长。
One more small leader.
那请弟兄姊妹一起为这件事情代祷。
So we ask the brothers and sisters who pray together for this new group and this new leader.
那这样我们就有更多的人可以照顾新来的弟兄姊妹或福音朋友。
So now we will be more completed to serve our new friends.
所以今天在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通这一切的事。
So today.That's my sharing.
那只是一个代表，实际上是许多的弟兄姊妹都有这样的看见。
And I'm just speaking it out, but in fact, this is a vision that is shared by a lot of us.
那我也把一个文字的资料整理出来，会后的时候每一个弟兄姊妹都可以拿一份。
And I put it together and I printed it out. So if you want, there is a hard copy.
那这份读经表呢？
And also this schedule of Bible reading.
那我希望你读完的时候，你可以把它拿给我。
I hope that once you have finished filling it out, you will return it to me.
那这也是我心里面一个小小的心愿。
And this is also a hope of mine.
那我也准备了一个 gift card.
And I also have a gift card.
那虽然金额不是很多。
Even though it might not be a big amount.
我有这样的心愿，就是把书房的一个这个那个礼券。
But I have a will that I will give you this gift certificate.
预备好。所以你可以去买一本属灵的刊物。
So that after you have completed this, I'll give you a gift certificate such that you could buy a new spiritual book to read.
所以今年你完成了读经一遍之后，
So this year, if you finish reading the Bible once,
你还要记得还有一个 bonus.
Then you also have a bonus.
那我希望真的就是借着这样鼓励我们多读神的话。
So I hope that this could serve as an encouragement for us to read the words.
那感谢主，我们在教会里面，我们就是这样一起的生活。
Thanks to the Lord. That is the life that we should live.
想想主怎么爱我们，我们就彼此相爱。
When we think about how God loves us, we should love one another.
我们再来唱诗歌。
So how about let's sing song?
我们还是唱712首。
Let's sing song 712 again.
又是一年正起首。
He says, another year is dawning.
虽然今天只是一个, 比较长一点的交通,
maybe today our message is slightly longer.
比较短的信息,
even though it was a short message.
可是我们希望我们看到教会愿意一起来侍奉的时候, 我们每一个人都来付出。
But I hope that when we share the same visions, everyone will put forth our effort to support this vision.
又是一年的一棒,
He said that it is another year of dawning.
在你慈爱的胸臆,
in your mind.
又是一年的信望,
it is now another year of hoping.
喜乐安息,
proving thy presence all the days.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起低头祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's pray.